Hello, friends. Hello, listeners. Hello, colleagues. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break. Hey, it's Volume 5, Episode 62. Hey, and I'm your host. And today, we're going to dive into a skill that separates great leaders from the rest. It's called asking the right questions. So the quality of your questions will determine the quality of your answers and ultimately the outcomes in your business. So this topic is so crucial. I'm actually going to write a chapter about it in my upcoming book, The Way Business Should Be. And that's my manifesto from over 40 years in business. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Again, if you are watching this, you're probably watching this on YouTube, but we're also on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcast, and Apple Podcasts. We hope you like and subscribe and follow, so we appreciate it. So, with that, let's explore why the questions you can ask unlock innovation, strengthen your team's performance, and elevate your organization to new heights. I'll share stats, some quotes, examples, and some best practices to help you master this skill. All right, let's jump in. So let's start with a powerful quote from Tony Robbins. I'm not a big Tony Robbins guy, but I do like him. I like some of his stuff. And he's been around a long time. And one of his quotes was this: successful people ask better questions and as a result get better answers. So this idea is also supported by research. According to a study published by the Harvard Business Review, asking open-ended questions in leadership conversations increases engagement by 40%. It improves collaboration and fosters a culture of innovation. Now, some of you, and again, this is basics, but a lot of you, I think, don't even know what an open-ended question is. So an open-ended question is a question that you cannot answer yes or no to. So in other words, a closed-ended question says, did you like this meeting? You know, that's a yes or no. Or an open-ended question would be, what did you like about the meeting? Okay, you see the difference? An open-ended question gets a response that's not a yes or no answer. It opens up for more discussion. So the statistic that I just gave you, why is that important? It's because questions, they inspire curiosity, they challenge assumptions, and encourage critical thinking. When leaders ask the right questions, and they open the door to possibilities that others might overlook. Here's another statistic. A Gallup study revealed that employees who feel heard or feel like they're being listened to are 4.6 times more likely to perform at their best. By asking meaningful questions, you're not just seeking answers, you're empowering your team to contribute their best ideas and efforts. Isn't that what we all want with our team? I would say so. All right, here is some examples of great questions in action. First of all, we're going to talk about the problem solver. So in 2011, Satya Nadella, who's the CEO of Microsoft, transformed the company's culture by asking his teams, what's the next step for us to become world class? So this question shifted the focus from fixing immediate issues to creating long-term vision and eventually leading to innovations like Azure and Microsoft Teams. Now, again, you know I wear this one out. Everything has to start with a vision. And sometimes you just have to let some things burn and focus on, hey, what can we do to move the ball forward? Because you can't always fix everything. But I think in this example, he put something so big out there that it kind of pulled everyone along. And his question was, what's the next step for us to become world-class? And a lot of organizations think they're world-class and they're not. So that is a really, really good, and this is, again, called the problem solver. So let's talk about the innovator and my favorite, Steve Jobs. He famously asked, why do we do it this way when challenging conventional approaches at Apple? So the simple question paved the way for groundbreaking products like the iPhone and the iPad. All right, let's talk about the connector. Now, again, I'm not going to name anyone specific, but think about your, you know, talk show hosts, whether it's radio or on TV. They often ask, what lessons has this taught you? So by asking reflective questions, you can connect with your guests on a deeper level. I mean, making these interviews more impactful all the time. So again, it is a connector, asking connecting type questions. Okay, I'm hoping all this makes sense because it's very, very powerful. All right, next, we want to talk about some of the common pitfalls to avoid. So while asking questions It's critical. How you ask them matters. So here's some pitfalls to avoid. So number one is you don't want to do any leading questions, what we call leading the witness. These would steer the responses towards a predetermined answer, maybe for your agenda. So that's not always the best. For example, instead of asking, would it be better if we did it my way? Maybe we say, hey, what approach do you think will lead to a better outcome? Okay, that's an open-ended question. Number two, closed questions. Again, asking closed-ended questions. Yes or no questions can limit insights. So instead, opt for open-ended questions like, how can we improve this process? Okay, number three, surface-level questions. Don't stop at the first answer. Use follow-ups like, why did you say that? Or why do you think that way? Or can you tell me more to dig a little bit deeper? Now, let's talk about some tactical best practices for business leaders when we're talking about asking questions. So number one, start with curiosity, approaching every conversation with the mindset of learning, not dictating. Great questions begin with genuine curiosity. And I said this on another podcast, the older I get, one of the pitfalls we fall into is doing things the same way and being very rigid. I think if you keep that curiosity of a child, okay, that's what keeps your mind open. That enables you to grow personally and professionally. So start with curiosity. That's number one. Number two, use the five whys technique. Now, this was a method that was developed by Toyota to uncover some root causes of some of their manufacturing quality issues. For example, if something failed, they asked why five times. And you keep asking why. Well, you get the response, well, why is that? And you do it five times, and you keep digging down to get to the true root cause or underlying issue. Right, number three, let's frame questions positively. Okay, instead of asking, oh, what went wrong, try, hey, how can we learn from this? This promotes constructive dialogue. All right, next one, number four, tailor questions to the audience. Use different types of questions for different stakeholders. For your team, you must say, hey, what support do you need? What can we do to help make your job easier? Now, for customers, you ask, hey, how can we serve you better? How can we make it easy for you to do business with us or for us to do business with you? Okay, so you want to tailor the questions to your audience. Number five, embrace the silence. Oh, yes, silence. That's the one that gets me every time. After asking a question, give people time to think. Silence is often where the most thoughtful responses emerge. And hey, I'm guilty as charged. I don't like that uncomfortable silence. So when someone asks you a question, it's okay to pause to think about it. All right? Just like this. Silence. Silence is golden. Okay. So let's talk about some action steps for leaders. So here's three actionable steps that you can take today. So number one is kind of audit your questions. Kind of reflect on the questions you're asking or that you've asked over this past week. Were they open-ended, curious? Were they empowering? Or were they closed-ended? All right, number two, you want to experiment in meetings or with small groups. So in your next meeting or get-together, ask three open-ended questions designed to spark some conversation and engagement. And you might be surprised at what happens. And number three, create a feedback loop. Regularly ask your team, what questions should I be asking? This shows humility, fosters a culture of continuous improvement, and I think that builds respect for you as a leader. So I'm going to leave a few closing thoughts. Albert Einstein once said, if I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about what the problem is, and then 5 minutes thinking about the solutions. Asking the right questions is what gives you clarity, and I think that's what he's trying to say. Anyway, that's all I got. A little short episode today, so hope you enjoyed it. And thank you for joining me on this episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, and remember, your ability to ask better questions is a superpower. Use it to lead, innovate, and inspire. And we'll see you again on the next episode.